Hey everybody, this is Ray here. Welcome to part two of my Tomb Hunter walkthrough. In this part, I'm going to be covering the second tomb, and I'm also going to sort of break my rule a little bit. I said I was going to do one tomb per part. I'm actually going to be doing the second tomb as well as a little bit of the third one in this part. I thought about it and I decided the second tomb is kind of short, and also the demo of this game gives you a level of the third tomb. So I'm going to run that and show you what that's like, so that we can have the whole demo represented in these two parts. And then on part three, we'll start with the content that you get after you purchase the game. And as it works out, that will actually be giving us levels 4 through 6 in this part. So we're still going to be doing 3 levels, it's just going to be split out a little differently. So, let's get started with level 4. Alright, we're in level 4 now. Let's walk forward. We have a ladder, let's go up. And over here, we have a fire pit. And there's also a skeleton there, but he actually fell in the fire pit. That's very rare that enemies do that, but these enemies up here tend to fall in the fire pits, so it's good for us. We don't have to deal with them. So, this fire pit's a little interesting, though. Let me walk a little bit closer to it. Let's check the spyglass.
Ledge 3 feet, fire hazard 4 feet, ledge 8 feet, concrete 9 feet, ledge 16 feet, fire hazard 17 feet, ledge 21 feet, concrete 22 feet, metal 25 feet.
All kinds of information, but these fire pits are actually kind of big. If I actually check them with the camera, so is there a ledge, fire, 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 ledge. So these are kind of big. If we try to jump over these, we probably won't make it. I'm just going to try, see if we do make it. I'm going to jump. And we burned in the fire. By the way, you can hit enter just to skip those death sounds if you don't want to draw them out. Okay, so we died in the fire. We gotta try a different approach. There's no rope or anything to get us over, and there's no way to bypass this room. So, fortunately, we do have a running jump. We can do a running jump. What we do is we use the control left or control right arrow key to run, whichever direction we want to go. And then after about 4 or 5 steps, we'll have accelerated enough, and we can take a longer jump.
Ledge 7 feet.
So the ledge is 7 feet away. That should give us enough of a start. So I'm actually going to run about 5 or 6 steps. And then while I'm holding those keys down, I'm going to hit space. And we should clear the fire pit. So. And we made it.
Ledge 6 feet.
There's another one. 6 feet should be enough of a start. So let's try it. And we made it as well over that one. That one was also equally as wide as the first one. So we had to do a running jump on that. Now up ahead is a maglev. This is sort of like a warp to different parts of the level. It kind of pulls you up toward the ceiling to a point. And I'll actually show you. If I press the letter X,
4715, metal, facing right.
You hear 4715, and then you hear the surface, like metal, and then you hear, oh, we're facing right, which will be useful to know later on, but 4715 is what I'm focusing on. That means 47 spaces across and 15 spaces from bottom to top. It's kind of where we are, our coordinates. Now, if I step on this maglev, it's actually lifting us up. Now it's dropped us off. Now if I check my position,
5180.
So our 15 has moved up to 80. So it's moved us up a lot. Okay, here's a spider. Let's jump over the spider. Then we have a checkpoint. Alright, now here's a ladder here, but I'm not gonna climb up because there's actually some stuff over here past the ladder that we need to worry about. There's a fire pit and a vanishing platform, but we don't actually have to worry about that because that's above us. We do have some gems and gold and potions to collect, and a sword. Everything else I don't think we can get from here because it's above us. We have a rope though to get up there. So we jump up onto the rope. We do a very sort of short jump because if we jump too far, we'll probably miss the rope. So let's climb up there, get off the rope, get our stuff. There we go, we got everything. We could have used that ladder way back to get up there, it's just a little slower, so I'm gonna use the rope. So now we got everything we need up here, let's jump onto the rope. I almost missed it. Now we climb down. Now we don't want to go down too far.
Fire hazard, 9 feet.
Because there's a fire below us. The rope is burning, I guess. So let's go down a little bit.
Fire hazard, 3 feet.
Now we're right above the fire. We go down one more, we'll fall in, so let's jump off the rope. We gotta jump off to the right. Let me run forward. We were listening for stone. There we are. There's our stone staircase. This area is a little tricky because we got enemies. I don't want to use my sword, but I do want to avoid getting hurt too much. There's two snakes and a spider, it sounds like. And the portal is down here too, so we gotta... Like I said, the snakes can poison you, so if that happens, your health's gonna go down pretty quickly until you use a potion, so let's try this. I think... There we go. I got hit with the spiders a few times, but... There we go, we made it. Only got hit a couple times.
Great, 264 HP.
And we still have 264 hit points, which is not too bad. Alright, so up ahead we have a skeleton, and we have a force field. Let me jump over him real quick. Ooh. Oopsies. The force fields go on and off. They make like a sizzling noise when they're on, and you don't want to run into them, because then they'll take some damage and warp you a little bit. So you kind of want to wait till they're making that compressor sound or generator sound. Then that means you can run through them safely. There's more skeletons over here. Let's actually check and see.
Very injured. 114 HP.
Yeah, that force field took a lot off. Alright, so over here we have a new obstacle here. We have a huge chasm.
Ledge 3 feet. 2 foot drop into a chasm hazard. 4 feet. Ledge 12 feet. 2 foot drop into a chasm hazard. 14 feet. Ledge 22 feet. 2 foot drop into a chasm hazard. 24 feet.
And it's even longer than that. But there's like ledges between these. And there's vanishing platforms to get us across. So we jump. Run. And then we step on the ledge and then wait for the next one. I could have gone there, but I was talking. Alright, jump. Then wait for the next one. There it is. We could have gone on that one, but I wasn't sure. So let's wait. There we go. And we made it across. You always want to stop on the ledges. So there's our scroll. There's our checkpoint. Now we go up some more. And we go to the right. And we don't have anything until... Oh my god, ambush of snakes! A well-timed jump will get you through that, though, pretty safely. So, but you just gotta be prepared for it. Now up here is a bunch of skeletons. They move really fast. Especially that one. I'm gonna try to do this without using a sword. I should be okay, but I do have low health. So this could get interesting. Oh, we made it. Okay, we made it over all three. Now run, 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 because they're really fast. There we go. Now this snake is also really fast. That's coming up. Look at that. He's moving. Kind of suspends reality a little bit. So we gotta run really fast. Get the potion and sword and get out of here. Oops, I got bit. Use a potion. There we go. The potion healed us. Now we're not poisoned anymore. If I hadn't used it, we would have slowly been poisoned until we died. Okay, so up here... Actually, let me check my...
Enter 135 HP.
Alright, we're good. Up here we have force fields. So run or jump. Doesn't matter.
Force field, 7 feet.
I could have gone there, but I wasn't quite sure. These timings are a little erratic. Okay, move. Next up, we have a very long ladder, and then we have a maglev, and that will take us just about to the exit. Okay, it dropped us off. Go forward, and there's our portal.
Level 6, Tomb 3.
All right, this is Tomb 3, but I'm still going to do this level because this is the last demo of the last level of the demo. We have a new thing over on our left here. This is a conveyor belt. Now these are kind of tricky. You have to jump up onto them, and there's a drop-off point that you're gonna hear. It's like a beep, beep, beep that you have to make heed of. And then when you hear that, you have to jump when it's close to the center of your headphones. And if you jump at the wrong time, you may not make it across, or you may fall in between the belts and die. So you gotta be a little bit careful, but hopefully I'll be able to do it right and show you how it's done. So jump onto that, because you have to jump onto it. Jump. Jump. You can take running jumps off those as well. A lot of people prefer that. We're swimming in a river, by the way, collecting stuff. Move through the force field. You can do running jumps, like I said, but you don't have... It really depends on your preference. You can do running or standing still. It doesn't really matter. Alright, so here's some... We're getting close to the edge of the water. We have some enemies over here. I think two skeletons and a snake. And a... Oh, and a spider. Okay, move. Alright, we actually might be dying here. Yep, we died. That's okay. Lives and potions are very abundant in this game, I found. Like, swords, you get a lot of them, but you end up using them, so I want to save as many as I can. Jump. Oops, see? That's what happens when you jump too early, so I'm going to try doing running jumps this time around. Oh, that was a really... My jumping didn't work right away. It's a little challenging going through these force fields in the water because you move slower. Come over here. I'm debating on using a sword, but I'm gonna try without using one. Okay, there's a snake. So let's Alright, now we should be good. Jump. Jump. Oof. Okay, we got hit a couple times, but we're still good.
Good, 225 HP.
We're not that bad. We start off with 300 when we die, so 225 isn't too bad. Okay, down here, we have a potion, another potion, a sword, and a checkpoint. Now, this part of the game it's very interesting. It's kind of hard, but it's not too bad. So, we have a rope over here. There it is. One. Two as our rope, so we gotta take a small jump onto it. Again, if we jump too far, we may miss it. There we go. Land on the rope. Now, this rope is only so long.
6 foot drop into the hazard, 13 feet.
So let's climb down a little bit. I'm using the camera to see. Alright, so there's air, so we don't want to go below that point. Let's see. There we go. Alright, so if I press G and down arrow, we hit air, so we're at the very end of this rope. Now we have to jump. There's a rope on our left. We have to jump to that rope. So I'm going to scan around with the camera until I find it. Okay, it's not over there. Although there is a ledge over there I could drop down onto. I didn't realize that. Let me see. Maybe I can... Okay, I can't drop onto it just by stepping off. Actually, you have to jump off, so I'm not going to try that. Let me scan around a little bit more. It's not over there. There we go. That, by the way, that blip means that there's an item there. So that rope is 4 spaces to our left and a bit down, so we have to take a pretty wide jump. And we made it onto the rope. So this scroll is actually on the rope. We just picked it up. Check our way down. Okay. We can go down this rope quite a way. Alright, there we go. Now let's check. There's another rope we have to jump onto. Let's check. Alright, that one's 3 spaces over. So let's take a sort of a wide jump, but not too wide. Oh wow, I think I just happened to jump onto the ledge that that rope is connected to, and that saved me from falling. Because I don't think I would have survived that fall. That's the thing with this game. It's kind of hard to judge the jumps sometimes, but it's a good challenge. Alright, make my way to the end of the rope. Now here's a conveyor belt. I'm gonna try to jump onto it safely. There we go. Okay, see, oh god. That, I actually did jump before I died. But sometimes when you're running, the game doesn't register your jumps. I don't know why, it's a little frustrating. So we gotta do that all again. Thankfully we had a checkpoint there, so we don't have to do the whole level, we just have to do the ropes. Alright, that should be safe. Ooh. Oh, wow, okay. I missed the rope, but you can steer while you're in the air, while you're falling. So I managed to steer myself back onto the rope as I was falling. which is something that can save you sometimes. Alright. There we go. Now, let's actually do this conveyor belt. Right. Jump. Now. Run. Go. There we go. You want to be careful on that last jump, because there's a checkpoint over here. And then if I look down to my left,
15-foot drop on the sand, 1 feet.
There's a 15-foot drop there. So you could very easily fall off there. And it wouldn't kill you. You'd still hit the ground, but there's a whole bunch of enemies down there. This is actually something we can climb down. So I'm going to climb down.
Bottom of metal stairs, 4 feet.
Climb down a little bit more and kind of wait for all these guys to get over to my left side, because we have to go to the right. So I'm going to kind of wait for them all to clear out. Or I could just use a sword and kill them as they pass by, but I don't want to do that. Okay, it's clear. Almost clear. Go. Jump. And there's the portal. And that concludes the Tomb Hunter demo. I'll see you in level 7. I will warn you, level 7 is very difficult, and the rest of the game is going to pick up quite a bit from here. So I hope you have been enjoying my ramblings and my walkthrough, and I will see you in part 3.